incorrect, and it's a spin that you have received from people that have, you know,
ulterior motives.
Yes, and they have decided to progress their career or we decided that it was better for them to progress their career. And frankly, one of the reasons why we have decided that they should progress their career somewhere else is because they were telling things like that to clients.
So it is not true that you have given call sheets for specific products to your customer representatives in which they have to confirm that they called and pitched that product to their client. That's not true.
That's never happened to me. I've been here for 5 years.
That's not the question. Does that happen?
It does happen that we have product launches that we have and that we identify clients that might be interested in those products, and that part of the responsibility of the sales force is where applicable and where suitable and where appropriate to contact clients to market those products. Absolutely. Yeah. But in situations where we have a discretionary relationship and where, especially where we have guidelines or restriction from clients in doing something, that's completely different, that has nothing to do with
and
that.
And so why is it then that when I have a discretionary agreement, mm-hmm. which is strictly limited in its guidelines, I received by email a pitch for the Facebook deal, which said that if I disclosed it, I would be subject to criminal penalties in the United States of America. Well, that's the most outrageous thing I have ever received in my entire life. I would have sent it to the Financial Times, except I went to their website and it was already there. That was an outrage.
Well,
why did I receive that?
Well, the fact that...
No, I don't know. I asked you,
I'm trying to address the question. This is obviously a deal that we have facilitated and a deal that we have promoted to some of our clients, right? It is part of the discretion of our investment professional to present and propose investment opportunities to clients, right? And, you know, one of the things that we ask our investment professional to exercise their judgment is to what clients is suitable or appropriate to present those type of offers and to what clients is not appropriate or suitable to present those offers. Right?
So it was sole discretion to present that to me.
Absolutely.
After we have had conversations in an interval of every 6 months over a period of 2 years in which he never raised anything like that to me before, in which I made it perfectly clear that I am the most risk-averse investor you have ever met, that I have no interest in equities because a huge amount of my net worth is still in one NASDAQ stock, the company that I founded.
Yep.
And suddenly it popped into his head to say, this is a guy I should pitch the Facebook deal.
Mr. Walker,
I'm actually very familiar with that situation,
yes.
So let me address that.
Sure.
That's absolutely the case. And the reason is that, I was part already at the time of the Facebook offering and responsible for this entity, and I can tell you that I didn't list it, and I didn't provide any client list, and I didn't have any conversation with suggesting that he should pitch that product to you. And I can tell you that in London, they would not know, frankly, who you are and what your accounting involves because they don't have access to that information. So it was, I'm quite comfortable in saying that it was a product or an investment opportunity that we had, and that probably that and understood or fully grasped the extent to which you didn't want to be shown investment opportunity like that one. And in any case, this is a deal that we would have never booked or invested in on a discretionary basis in the context of the mandate that you had given us. So there are clients that appreciate to be shown opportunities or shown investment ideas, and there are clients that are not because they're not consistent with it.
But in 25 years, nothing like that had ever happened before.